I'm just looking here at this text. It's someone slightly concerned about me. It's Brian in Lisburn. He says, "Hi, Frank. Just checking you're okay. I listened to your show there for an hour and not a mention of a flag or a bonfire." That's Brian in Lisburn. Brian, we're going to put that right now because Chris Quinn is from the Northern Ireland Youth Forum. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well. Chris, you've been doing with the Youth Forum some research into the bonfires and attitudes. First of all, tell us, who exactly makes up the Northern Ireland Youth Forum? What is the group?
So the Youth Forum is made up of young people from right across Northern Ireland who are aged between 11 and 25. We've got about 3,000 members at any one time, and we work with loads of young people right across the region in communities and doing issue-based work, campaigning, lobbying. And our big call is for a youth assembly, so we're still pushing that direction.
My goodness, if we could get an adult assembly, we'd be doing well. But a youth assembly, yes, we've spoken about this before on the programme. Yeah. Now, Chris, you're putting the spotlight on bonfires and you're looking at it through the eyes of your young loyalists and young Republicans. The Republicans don't seem as keen on bonfires, either for themselves or for anybody else. They seem to prefer festivals and celebrations. And according to this research, young Republicans believe that bonfires in their area are associated with antisocial behaviour.
Yeah, well, there's a real mixed bag of opinion there, Frank. So the big messages that we heard from young people was that they want to have a say on these issues. So from both loyalist and a Republican perspective, young people want to talk about this issue and indeed about legacy issues. They want more education on the significance historically and culturally. And young people from a Republican background did allude to things like Féilean Phobail and other vehicles to commemorate. Loyalist young people talked a lot about ownership and the community gathering around the bonfire and how it was a big significant day and time in their lives and indeed in their communities.
You see, I saw a documentary not very many years ago that was made, I think it was on the Shankill, certainly in loyalist areas, about the building of the bonfire and what it meant to the kids and the young mm-hmm. people. This is not an 11th night thing. This is like a 3-month event for them. It's even longer than that. They're talking about it the whole year round. But when they get right at it, the building of that bonfire, it's almost like as if it's in their blood.
Yeah, well, a lot of young people talked about that. There have been some communities that use beacons, you know, as a more, I suppose, environmentally friendly way of doing things. But young people did talk a lot about the process, about collecting, about being part of a group, being part of a community, working together, teamwork, communication, all those things. So the building and the protecting was definitely something that came out in both reports, actually.
Yes, but do you think that'll ever die out, that desire to build those massive structures that are basically pallets and tyres? That I know some of them decided against using tyres and don't use them, but a lot of them do have tyres in them. And gigantic structures that they take great pride in erecting and great delight in burning. Will that ever die away?
I'm not sure. What young people have said is really mixed. You know, some young people are saying that no, it'll not go away. It's something that's really important to us. Other young people are saying, well, actually, there's different ways of commemorating. There's different ways of remembering. But what's important is that we're all involved in the conversation around it because we feel left out. And that we're looking at our elected reps that are really working hard and grappling with these big issues to try and come to terms with things. But young people are saying, well, look, we want to be part of that conversation. Let's work together. We can bring something positive to the table here and we can bring solutions to issues that, you know, we're still with us. And as I say, those legacy issues are huge for young people still.
And the building of the bonfire, is that primarily the activity that's undertaken by working class kids, and the slightly more affluent might call round on the night it's lit and enjoy the furnace-like activity that's going on and take part in the revelling for a few hours, but they don't really get their hands dirty? Or am I misunderstanding the tradition of the loyalist bonfire?
Yeah, I couldn't comment. We didn't look into the social class or the background of the young people in terms of, you know, any of those issues. We just looked at young people and the process and what they thought about commemoration generally and what they thought about bonfires generally, particularly during July and during August. So we didn't look into that aspect of the study, Frank, if I'm honest.
And did Republican kids look upon Loyalist bonfires as provocative?
Again, there was a mixed bag. I mean, some young people said they didn't really care. Some young people said, well, look, you know, we don't need to be burning each other's flags and emblems as part of the process. So there was mixed opinions. Some young people liked them, some didn't. Young people from a Republican background talked a lot about how perhaps bonfires in Loyalist areas were more accepted by the community generally, whereas in their own community there was a more divided opinion on them.
Do you think there's any chance this year of bonfires that won't have maybe election posters or religious paraphernalia or national flags on them? There's a story there in one of the papers quite recently. It was a politician standing in the vicinity of a bonfire with an Irish flag on it. This sort of thirst to put the fingers up to somebody who would be of a different tradition as yourself seems to really need to be quenched on the 11th night by quite a few people in a variety of places across Northern Ireland.
I guess, again, going back to what the young people said, they talked a lot about positive expression of cultural heritage. So, working with young people day in, day out, we're really proud and we're really lucky to be able to do that. And we feel positive that young people have this outlook, you know, that they want to do things in a positive way.
Yeah, but it sounds a wee bit, if you don't mind me saying, Chris, it sounds a little bit to me like as if the young people you're liaising with are all sort of, you know, Alliance Party or Green Party young people as opposed to young people who we'll see round that bonfire or who we'll see, you know, revelling on the 11th night. Or indeed taking part in a Republican parade at some other time, or possibly lighting a Republican bonfire. They're few and far between, but they do get lit.
Well, all of the young people in the study were from areas where there are bonfires, and the majority of them were involved in building and participating in. So I don't think that's the first statement at all. I mean, there was two young people done interviews yesterday who one was a builder, one was a young woman who goes along and is an integral part of the community there. So, yeah, I'm confident that the sample, albeit quite small and quite focused, we really tried to target young people who are involved in the building and collecting and the whole process. So we're really happy that we've got a good sample there.
And most of them would feel, if you're a bonfire builder or you're the person who lights it or you're a reveller around it, you probably wonder, why on earth would anyone be offended by this? We're building this bonfire in our housing estate and we're going to have one of the best nights of our lives. And if we put an Irish flag on it or the picture of a Sinn Féin candidate at the election, yeah, a big deal. You know, if you don't like it, don't look at it. Is that the attitude from some of them? Because, you know, you're painting a picture of those who don't want to offend, but a lot of offence is actually delivered.
Yeah, well, young people did recognise the positive and negative aspects. They did talk about antisocial behaviour, perception of ownership, perception of sectarianism. I think they all agreed that they would rather things were done positively. And young people talked about tires and flags and, you know, all the things that I guess that are in the media. Young people did grapple with those issues. Some young people said they didn't really care. It didn't matter to them what was burnt on it. Other people say, well, actually, no, we do care. So I think that the views of young people are probably as mixed as the rest of society. But as I say, the main findings that we gathered were about education and about voice, that young people want to have a say and be more, be taken in from the margins, you know. They want to be part of a process here that they can discuss and raise issues of importance to them and help help us to devise policies that that are positive for everyone.
It is a very important voice. There is no doubt. Is it as bitter a voice, or has the bitterness disappeared from society, or is it diluting in society? And comparing it to the bitterness of my generation, is it a less bitter taste that comes from the youngsters?
Well, a lot of the young people that we're working with, particularly through peace-funded programs, are showing empathy, respect. I mean, we do discuss really tough issues. Interestingly, the Young Life and Times survey that was published recently indicated a dip in community relations. And I don't know if that corresponds with having no assembly or whatever, but through our work, we see young people who feel very positive about their identity, who feel comfortable in their background and their heritage, and that are willing to learn about others, empathise and respect. So that's what we are seeing in our work, and I'm sure many other youth organisations would tell you the same. So we feel really positive about empowering young people to be, to bring things forward and to help us as a society to grapple with these big issues.
It's critical work that you're doing. It really is, because these are the decision makers in the very, very near future. One final question, Chris. The environment and the future of the planet, is that of prime relevance to youngsters, or has it not really caught on in Belfast yet? Or in Northern Ireland?
Huge. Yeah, it's huge. It's one of our major campaign areas this year, and was tied in with Youth for Climate Change protests. Young people are very, very environmentally aware. I mean, plastics has been in the news, climate change has been in the news, what we eat and the way we process our food are all big issues, and we've set up a subgroup to look at this. We're tying in with experts on the issue. So environmental issues are huge for young people, and I'm looking forward to doing some amazing work over the next 12 months on the environment with young people.
Yeah, it's very important also. Chris, thank you very much. Chris Quinn from the Northern Ireland Youth Forum, listening to the young people and their important opinions on what is, of course, the bonfire season and other issues as well.